Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for who you are and that we can bring our burdens to you.
Thank you.
We lift up our prayers this morning, and we know that they reach heaven like bowls of incense, and we know that you hear our prayers. And so we ask you, Father, this morning to be with those who are hurting, those who are healing, and those in need, and just watch over them, watch over us, and open our hearts so that we may be changed and transformed by the word of God that Brother Cal preaches today. Bless him as he delivers the word. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated if you can. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
On the Lord's day with the Lord's people.
Right.
Nothing quite like it, but we're going to be looking forward to something that's far greater. We talked about heaven last week, and I realized about halfway through the message there was no way I had enough time to do justice to it. So we've got kind of a two-part sermon. Yeah, I hope you brought your outline with you. If you didn't, God bless you. But we're going to cover those last three points about heaven this morning. I do want to say this. We talked about where heaven is, and we learned from the scriptures from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 4, that heaven is far north of here. It's way up there. And, you know, and it's a long ways away, but it's closer than you might realize. Heaven's just a prayer away. And for those of you that, you know, I made mention of this, I think heaven's, I think it's Isaiah 14, 13, says that heaven is far, far north of here. And so heaven is way up there. It's not down south. Have mercy. Y'all might get some of that later. Who knows? And so we learned that where is heaven? Heaven is up. Hallelujah. Paul talked about God is residing in the third heavens. You can see that first heaven, the earth's atmosphere by sight. You can see the second heavens by night, and you can see the third heaven by faith. Woo, say amen.
Amen.
Now, so, and then we talked about the size of heaven, and we talked about the splendor of heaven, and I'm just kind of reminiscing about what we talked about last week. I hope that's okay for just a minute. And we said that, and all these songs we sing about heaven, y'all understand, are not always theologically correct. There's only one street in heaven. There's no S on it. And that street is paved with gold. Hallelujah. Down here, we worship gold and walk on God. Up there, we're going to worship God and walk on gold. And so there's a street of gold. There's gates made of pearl, 12 of them. And and heaven is surrounded by this huge 250-foot high wall, which is a sign of security and safety. And the wall's made of jasper, which is a diamond-like substance. And the gates are made of pearl. There's a street of gold. I mean, the amazing, amazing sights and colors of heaven are just blow your mind. And then there's this wall sits on 12 foundations that's made up of individual precious jewels and stones. Heaven is a beautiful, John's described it as a bride that's has been prepared for her husband. You know, brides are never more beautiful than on their wedding day. Hello, fellas. Whoo, help us, Jesus. So we talked about the size of heaven. And if you do the math, heaven is 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles deep, and 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles long. It's 1,500 miles in every direction. And if you do the math, with all those furlongs and all that stuff, if 30 trillion, the Department of Eugenics believes there's somewhere around 30 trillion people have lived, And if every person that's ever lived went to heaven, and that's not going to happen, but every person would have 197 square miles of property. What a dwelling place. Amen. I can just tell Bubba, I can hear Bubba, y'all come see my brand new home. Hallelujah, the size of heaven. So we talked about all of that. But this morning I want to just cover three tremendous truths about heaven, the sounds of heaven, the sights of heaven, and the citizens of heaven. Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, the sounds of heaven. Can we just take a look at Revelation 19? How many of y'all love to hear the hallelujah chorus? Well, it's right here. It comes out of Revelation 19. Watch this. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. And again they said, hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures, that's all of creation, fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude as the sound of many waters. How many of y'all been to Niagara Falls? You ever been under Niagara Falls? Well, that's the way heaven sounds at times. It's so loud you can't even hear yourself think. As the sound of mighty thundering saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And so the sounds of heaven. Heaven is filled with music and worship and all kinds of tremendous sounds. There's angelic choirs right now in heaven. We've kind of forgotten about choirs today, but they're going to be around forever. And I don't know what choir you're going to sing with. I'm going to sing with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir in heaven. Hallelujah. That's where I'm going to sing. And by the way, you may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket down here, but you're going to sing like Pavarotti up there. Look at your neighbor and say, sing. All right. Now here's a... And the music down here right now, as compared to the music and the sounds in heaven, sounds like a bumblebee in a bottle down here compared to what we're going to hear up there. And you'll be able to play the trumpet like Louis Armstrong. And bless God, there's not going to be any worship wars in heaven. We're not going to be arguing about contemporary and traditional and hymns. Everybody's going to be satisfied. You'll have your own little spiritual iPod, and you'll be able to listen to what satisfies you. Amen? So we're all going to be, and by the way, the Bible says we're going to sing a new song. Some of us old folks don't necessarily like new. But it's all going to be brand new. Hallelujah. And let me say this. There'll be times in heaven, there'll be a holy hush fall over the place. And we'll be so thrilled with just to be there. And you'll hear a pin drop. And I think, what will it be like for you to take that crown that you've received and lay it at the feet of Jesus? I guarantee you, it'll be quiet at times. And then it'll be so loud, like John describes in Revelation, there'll be times, it'll just be, the praise and the worship will just so envelop all of heaven. And you've got these angel choirs singing and all God's people are going to get. And by the way, there's not going to be anybody in heaven in a worship service doing this. Not going to be there. So if you don't like singing down here, hello, what are you going to do up there? So the sounds of, that's right, the sounds of heaven. Now, Let's look at the sights of heaven. Turn back with me to Revelation 21 and verse. I tell you what, let's back up to verse 18. 21:18. And you know, you can almost hear John just getting frustrated. He's trying to describe heavenly things with earthly language. Watch this. Listen, watch this. The construction of its wall was of jasper. We talked about that. And the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, a diamond-like substance. The second, sapphire. Y'all know what a sapphire looks like. The third, chalcedony. The fourth, emerald. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, sardius. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprase. The 11th, jacinth. And the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. My goodness. And then verse 22 says, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Woo! The sights of heaven. You know, you're only able to see four basic colors right now. We understand that there's all kinds of colors out there that we just can't see just now. But the four basic colors, y'all know what they are? I had to look this up because I'm not an art major. I guess you figured that out a long time ago. Red, white, yellow, and blue. Now, you can mix those colors up and come up with some combinational colors. But, you know, I believe when we get to heaven, God may just have 4 million new colors on his palette. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful place. Heaven will be brighter than a... Hey, how many of y'all been to the laser light show at Disney? Y'all need to get out more. Come on. Man, it's going to be the brightest. And God's going to light heaven up with his Shekinah glory. Everybody that I've ever talked to that's had an out-of-body, near-death experience that was ushered into some type of presence of heaven described this huge, bright, shining, shimmering light. Heaven's going to be lit up for all of eternity by our great God. Isn't that wonderful? And then watch this. We're not done. Look at chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river was the tree of life. Where did the tree of life, where did you last see it? Yeah, Garden of Eden, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Oh, bless God, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Wow. So, there's this river of life flowing from the fountain. Excuse me, from the throne. And it's clear as crystal. You don't have to worry about polluted water in glory. You don't even have to worry about looking for bottled water in glory. All you got to do is go down and take a drink from the river of life, and 10,000 years will be added to your life, every drink. Oh, come on, y'all. That's good. And then you've got the tree of life, which shows up on both sides of this river, and it yields fruit every month out of the year. 12 different kinds of fruit. And the scripture says that the tree of life is for the healing of the nations. I told y'all last week, you ain't never going to get sick again in heaven. Healing's provided, perpetual healing by the eating of the tree of life, the fruit. What's y'all's favorite fruit?
Pomegranate.
Pomegranate's your favorite fruit? Wow, okay. What about watermelon? Is that a fruit? What'd you say, hon? There you go. So whatever your favorite, it's going to be on the tree of life. 12 different kinds, and you'll eat from that, and it'll provide healing for the nations and for everyone who eats of it. You'll receive nourishment. Why? So that you can serve God. Some of you are of a mindset, you think heaven is nothing more than sitting in a Chase lounge sipping on frozen lemonade. No. We're going to serve God. He'll have things for us to do, positions for us to serve in. And I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? Tell some. And by the way, I didn't say this earlier, but there's going to be no more tears. No more death. David Fry's brother Simon passed away this weekend. My brother Timothy Farrell passed away this last week. There's not going to be any more dying, no more crying in heaven. There's no more night, no more pain, no more suffering, no depression, no anxiety, no Parkinson's, no Alzheimer's, no dementia, no arthritis, no more gray hair. I mean, it's going to be good, and no more curse, no more sin. You see, we're cursed by sin today. Not just us, but the whole planet, the whole creation. But God's going to make all things new. New heaven and a new earth. Somebody in helping here ought to be smiling. Hallelujah. So those are the sights and the sounds, but let me talk for just a minute about the citizens of heaven. Y'all ready for this? No, you're not. 21:27, watch this. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 21:8 says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so only the folks who are in heaven are the people who have come by faith and repentance to Jesus Christ. The moment you got saved, the moment you trusted Christ, I'm not talking about believing on him up here. You need some of that, but you need to believe it in here. And you see, your belief is backed up by your behavior. Amen. You're not saved by works, but your works point to the fact that you have been saved. And so all of those folks who have surrendered to Christ are God. My pastor, Dr. John David Light, I think I told you all this. You know, that's another sign of when you're getting older, you tell the same thing to the same folks over and over and over again. Forgive me, but John Lotta said many, many years ago, if you make it to heaven, he said this from the pulpit. He said, if you make it to heaven, he said, you'll be surprised by who's not there. And I got to thinking. And then he said, you'll be surprised by who is there. And I got to thinking about that. And then he said, and I've never forgotten this, he said, you'll be surprised that you're there. Amen. The citizens of heaven are the saved, those who've had their names written down in the Lamb's book of life. And y'all, we're going to be on a higher plane of relationships. Now, this will upset some of you, but, you know, I'm so upset about that, I'm going to eat two Big Macs for lunch. Look at Matthew 22. I want everybody to see this. Matthew 22:30. Now, some Sadducees had come to Jesus. They're asking him about the resurrection, and they told him this ridiculous story about how a brother died. And Jewish law required that if your brother died, the next brother would take on his wife, okay? Well, that scenario happened 7 times, and they said, so when she makes it to heaven, they ask Jesus this question, which one's going to be her husband? Here's what he said. What did I say? Matthew 22:30? Here we go. He said, Let me jump back to 29. You are mistaken not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. We are going to be on a much higher level of relationship. Oh yeah, you'll know your spouse, but you're not going to be married to that spouse. You know why? Because you're married to the Lamb of God. We're the bride of Christ. And so you're going to see your spouse and you're going to catch up with him or her. You're going to see your loved ones and your friends, but it's going to be on such a higher level of relationship. And our first and primary allegiance is going to be to the Lamb of God. We're married to him now. Okay? And so you're not married to now. That makes some of y'all mad, and it makes some of y'all glad. So, you're the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. And you know, here's the deal. Folks in heaven, citizens in heaven, bless God, there's not going to be any more sourpuss countenances. Not going to be any more negative attitudes. Not going to be any more. You know who I like to be around? I like to be around brand spanking new Christians. Because they got a good dose of Jesus. That's the way it's going to be in glory. Not going to be any more of this backbiting and gossiping and all this stuff. People are going to be as sweet as chess pie. Some of y'all are looking at me, what's chess pie? Goodness gracious. No critical, judgmental attitudes. You'll get to reconnect with your loved ones. It'll be reunion time. Maybe some of y'all got a mama or a daddy in glory. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter in heaven. Maybe you've got an aunt or an uncle that you were really close to in heaven. Maybe you've got a sister or a brother that's gone on before you. Oh, guess what? You're going to say, I had somebody tell me a long time ago, well, if we get to heaven, we're not going to know anybody. I said, really? Where did you get that? Because that's not in the Bible. Do you remember Moses and Elijah showed up on the Mount of Transfiguration and Peter, James, and John had never even seen them before and yet they knew who they were. Amen. Think of the reunion you're going to have with loved ones. And I don't know who y'all going to sit down with, but Doyle, I'm going to sit down with John the Baptist. I want to talk to that fireball Baptist preacher and ask him about some things. Some of you all want to sit down with Paul and kind of pick his brain. Some of you all may want to sit down. I've been to the Mount Carmel. Remember that, Billy, where Elijah? Woo! 450 prophets of Baal went down. I don't know who you want to talk to. Maybe John. If we got any IRS workers, maybe some of y'all want to sit down with Matthew. I don't know. But all God's people are finally going to get home. But there's millions and millions of angels there too. I might want to talk to the earthquake angel and ask him, how was that? Was that good for you? We'll get to meet Michael and Gabriel. I'm going to get Gabriel to teach me how to blow that trumpet. And you may not understand this or know this, but the Bible says we entertain angels unawares. You've got a guardian angel. And you'll get to meet that guardian angel that protected you and you didn't know anything about it. Whew. But here's the reason heaven is heaven. Watch this. Revelation 22:4 says, they shall see his face and his name shall be on their foreheads. Think about that. Man, it at Timothy's funeral yesterday, this Cumberland Presbyterian pastor got up and sang, "When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be." Have you ever thought about that? But here's what Jesus said in Matthew 7. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many there be go by it. And he said, narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and few find it. And amazingly, everybody in church thinks they're going to heaven. Every funeral service, everybody's going to heaven. No, everybody's not going to heaven. You got to go through Jesus. You got to come to Him His way. You got to be willing to turn from your sin and look to Him by faith as your only means of salvation, surrendering to Him as the Lord of your life. That's biblical salvation. And some of you here today need to do just that, because I want to see everybody up in here up there. Don't you? So here's the message today. Everything that I've said, I want to say this. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts, come. Whosoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Would you bow your head with me this morning? No looking around. Close your eyes, just bow your head. And I want you to ask the Lord this question. Just ask Him this question. Father, am I saved? Am I one of your children? The Bible says you can know. Not hope so, guess so, maybe so. You can know. And right now, if you've got doubt in your heart, we want to help you with that. But in order to receive a little help and instruction, you've got to be willing to take a step forward. And I'm going to ask people all over this congregation today, if you're not absolutely sure that your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I want you to do one of two things. I either want you to come to this altar, and we'll have counselors and prayer warriors to pray over you and answer any questions, or you can head back here to our war room, to the prayer room, and there'll be counselors back there to answer any questions that you might have. Let's allow the Spirit of God to do what He wants to do here today. I'm not asking you, are you a church member? There's church members going to go to hell. I'm asking you, are you one of the Lord's children? And you can know that. Father, make it real to our hearts today. I pray right now that people might flood this altar and get right with you. We're living in the last days. What a time it is for us to get right with you. If you have questions, anybody has questions today, God, help us to answer those questions. Don't let us grieve your spirit. Don't let us make you sad today. Don't let anybody leave Second Mile Church on their way to hell. Oh God, make it real to us today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let's stand quietly and reverently. Brother Andrew's going to lead us just as I am. You come on right now. Don't wait. Just come on. Fill this altar up.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931 931- 332-6288.